Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
ABC News reporting, President-elect makes new pitch, promises on job creation, including 600,000 new government employees on top of George Bush, tripling the size of government. And that's change you can believe in. We're going to get into that. Pat Robertson saying God says U.S. will accept socialism, that it's going to be good and fix our problems. So, I mean, total sellout. Both parties are taking over with big government and taxes and regulation. Incredible. The Huffington Post comes out, big liberal site, admitting the U.N. is funding forced abortion and infanticide and eugenics. But Pat Robertson is endorsing forced abortion in China. I mean, everything is upside down. Everything is upside down. So we'll be going over that as well. Some other news reports that I have here in front of me is Yellowstone earthquakes raise fears. You know, all of Yellowstone is a giant caldera, or that is the cone of a volcano. In fact, that's just the center of the cone. And top geologists, top volcanologists are saying they believe it erupted a few million years ago and destroyed the equivalent, would have killed everything in the four western states that Yellowstone's right in the middle of. They say there is a good chance it could erupt. Even the Dallas Morning News had the headline, you know, is it going to blow? I have the headline here out of AOL News, Yellowstone earthquakes raise fears. They had a whole bunch of earthquakes yesterday there, and the whole thing is rising. Other parts are sinking. They believe it could blow sky high. Look, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but there were a lot of volcanologists and geologists that said, seismologists that said, of all those disciplines, that they thought Mount St. Helens was going to blow. And that is tiny compared what happened in 1980 to what would happen if the big one. I mean, this is a super prehistoric volcano. In all of human recorded history, nothing's ever blown this big. So literally, goodbye, America. And they're talking about a 20-point reduction on average temperatures. If this happens, just the dust in the air. All right, I'm done talking about it. I'm going to get into it more later. Let's go to your calls right now. If you don't believe me, just Google Yellowstone and click news. There's hundreds of mainstream articles saying this could be the big one. I'm not saying that. They're saying that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Kurt in Ohio. Kurt, thanks for holding.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Man, I had a little story I wanted to tell you about real quick. It happened on New Year's Eve, and it kind of goes along with your little rant that you had Friday, which I must say is my favorite by far. I celebrated the New Year's at midnight by, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. I didn't use the traditional pots and pans. I had a few officers patrolling the area. They proceeded to pull in front of my house. Mind you, I'm inside my house. They shine their spotlights up in my window. The one proceeded to call me a retard and threatened to put me in jail if I kept using profanity. I was not using profanity.
Well, you should have videotaped that and put it on YouTube. It'd have a million views right now.
Yeah, I know it. I
every
know,
look, look, look. They got decent video cameras that are just basically a camera hooked up to a memory stick for like $100. I mean, everybody needs to have one of these and be like Quick Draw McGraw, like a gunslinger, but it's a video camera.
I'm actually in the process of getting one of them little flip cameras.
So what were you doing to have the police? Well, listen, we had a Ron Paul supporter arrested, a bunch of them, for their signs protesting on streets. We had people that had an American flag upside down and a Ron Paul sign. The cops busted in the house without a warrant, beat them up, took them to jail. That was in South Carolina. That was mainstream news. They're crazy, some of them. They think we don't have a First Amendment. What were you doing to make them come to your house?
I was hanging out my window yelling that 9/11 was an inside job, that we need to fight these global fascist elite.
That's good. I tell everybody to go out, stick your head out the window, and tell them you're mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore.
No, I've done that too, buddy.
Beautiful.
Hey, I wanted to know real quick if I'm holding a screening here in the Dayton area of your movie Endgame. I was wondering if I could plug that real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm having it at the Neon Theater in Dayton, Ohio, January 17th. That's 130 East 5th Street. It'll be from noon to 3. It'll be a $5 donation to the Feel Good Foundation. I will have free copies of your movie Endgame and possibly a few more movies. So I encourage everybody to come on out.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I let folks do these free screenings. I guess that one really isn't, but c'est la vie. Just want to get the word out. That's the only goal here. Let's talk to Kathy in Virginia. Thanks for holding, Kathy.
Thank you for taking my call. I've had two really burning questions about national service. Now, for me, I'm a 58-year-old woman with a bad back and not too much stamina. Two questions. One, what type of activities would they have me doing for national service?
Okay, let's be clear. You will have to, it's like if you get tickets and they claim you've got to go clean this out of the highway up because you got caught littering. Well, now it'll just be everybody. And then if you don't show up, they'll issue a warrant. And then if you resist, they will come to your house with guns. And if you don't come out, they'll kill you. I mean, this is government. This is like the Soviet Union. And I've got eight different clips of Rahm Emanuel telling TV that this will be forced. It was on the Obama Change.gov website. Later, if we have time, I'm going to play some clips of that. In fact, Jaron, go to Infowars.com. It's still one of the headlines. We reposted a clip of him on C-SPAN admitting it's going to be forced for everybody. Try to find that. If not, I'll, because I want to play that before the show ends. I forgot to give that to you because people don't believe this. But Obama's on tape saying that you're going to have the Secure Corps. That's a group of 1 million tattletales, as big as the military domestically. That's a quote from Obama. You're then going to have at least 1 million seniors. And so they're going to find the idiots that will sign up to do this first, but then others will be forced by them. I mean, they're proposing it. I'm not saying they're going to be able to get away with it. And then you're also going to have your junior high and then high school students. They say serve hundreds of hours a year. And they say, don't worry, as soon as you graduate, it's only 3 months, but then you're in military boot camp for domestic operations to be called up anytime they want you. This is all proposed. This has been proposed. They're really pushing it, and it's bipartisan. Bill Clinton started it. George Bush started pushing it, and now Barack Obama is doing it.
Well, now, would they have someone, like older persons, are we going to be forced to leave our homes for months at a time to go serve in the Iraq war, or are we going to be forced to go out after work and work all evening after working all
yes,
day?
Yes, but here's the deal. They're going to bankrupt the economy to where you've got to go do it, and the government's going to give you a national ID card. I saw Homeland Security say this 5 years ago, that will have your credits put on it. So we're shifting over to a total cashless society where everything you do is tracked and traced and controlled. And so they say, okay, fine, you don't want to come out and do work brigade stuff, work at the highway or spy on your neighbors or spy on farmers or ranchers. You don't want to be part of this. Fine, you just won't get the money on your cred card. So this is the total control, and that's what Pat Robertson's the Judas Goat is selling mainline conservatives on doing now. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and start playing Rahm Emanuel right now. Here it is. Go ahead and play that clip.
The word universal comes through a lot. Universal will scare some people. They will think big government program. The idea of universal citizen service. Mm-hmm. You have to participate.
Citizenship is not an entitlement program. It comes with responsibilities. Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training and understanding in a kind of civil defense. That universal sense of service, somewhere between ages 18 and 25, will give Americans, once again, a sense of what they are to be American and their contribution to a country and a common experience. And you look at World War II, now that was a draft, but this is not a draft, it's a universal service. It is not an accident that we started our big march towards civil rights and expanding post-World War II because the country came through an experience together.
So is this compulsory then?
Well, you have to, in a sense, it's a required of everybody, 18 to 25, 3 months. Because I think anytime somebody serves their country in some capacity, we're going to be stronger for it.
All right, stop right there. Because there are two more clips. Now, that was on C-SPAN. With his head up there saying, he wrote a book about it. Now, word for word, but more, it said seniors, junior high, high school, everybody up until age 65. And then they say above 65. On the website, change.gov, and then it made national news that they then took it off after we reported on it. But the point is, We have clips of Obama and Rahm Emanuel saying the same thing in other clips, and now they're moving ahead with it. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Aches and pains, or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, what do I say about that C-SPAN clip? And I've got a problem on this show. I was looking at all the clips last night because I wanted to address this issue of forced compulsory service to the federal government under Obama that the federal government's been setting up for decades quietly. They shut up the draft boards again, all of it. And I've probably got 2 hours of Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama and others in his administration saying, well, it's not going to be compulsory. You just have to do it. Well, it's not a draft. It's universal service. And then the reporters say, but from the New York Daily News and C-SPAN and ABC, but you're going to have to do it. Yes, you have to by law. And all they're announcing on TV, all they'll talk about on TV, is the 18 to 24, everybody that graduates has to do military training for the armed services. It is a draft. And now they've made the National Guard under NORTHCOM, and they're basically abolishing it, and they're saying they'll use National Guard on the streets of America. Well, where's Obama going to get his million-person army as big as the military? That's it. But in change.gov, and we copied it all before they pulled it down, it's the word for word what's in Rahm Emanuel's book. It states that junior high, high school, they're going to be involved. And then we have the program that Clinton started that Bush expanded called Secure Corps, where they train them with M16s, warrant service, checkpoints. I mean, high schoolers with guns helping the police. If that isn't Pol Pot, I don't know what is. If that isn't Soviet Russia, if that isn't Hitler Jugend, I mean, I don't know what it is. And I've got clip after clip, and then every time we post these clips on Infowars.com, people go into the comment section and say, this is an edited video, this is fake, this isn't real. Obama, we love Obama. I mean, you people are in denial about this. Obama. Obama. I mean, and it's like, you evil right-wing racist, you just hate him because he's black. No, I hate his policies, and I hated John McCain's policies. But stuff's going to get bad under Obama. I have never seen government get more behind somebody, both parties. You notice he keeps saying it's all nonpartisan, we're all going to work together? Well, that's true, because the global corporate takeover of the United States is now happening. Just like the private foreign banks loot a third world country, they're doing it now. And you've got the Republicans lining up to support Barack Obama, the guy who spearheaded the banks taking over this country with the banker bailout that gave him immunity and unlimited power. So let's go ahead and play a clip before we go back to your calls of Barack Obama from this weekend's presidential radio address. And it says, we're changing. We're doing this different. There'll be total oversight of the $1 trillion. That's what it says on paper. He says $700 billion. I use that number again. That will be a stimulus. Now, that's the select groups to carry out setting up the new environmental taxes to regulate and control us, these youth corps. I mean, I've read the fine print. But he said with the banking takeover, it had total transparency and oversight. But in there, it says there can be no oversight by law. Imagine passing a law where there can be no oversight of the private banks. So here is Obama in the radio address.
And this plan must be designed in a new way. We can't just fall into the old Washington habit of throwing money at the problem.
Stop there. We must not fall in the old Washington habit of throwing money at it. And then it's going to all his select cronies. I mean, his administration is so corrupt. You thought Bill Clinton was bad. You thought George Bush was bad. I mean, this guy, Richardson, just had to step down because of all this questionable stuff going on with, you know, he gets tens of millions of money for a construction firm, and he gets $100,000+. I mean, this guy has Resco and terrorist and every poverty pimp and every corrupt person and Governor Blagojevich. I mean, his best buddy, controlled by Rahm Emanuel. Obama and Rahm Emanuel were both protégés of Blagojevich, and Obama were both protégés of Rahm Emanuel, who's not even really a U.S. citizen. He's an IDF soldier. What is it, a new prerequisite in our government? You've got to be an IDF government person, be the head of Homeland Security, to be the head attorney general, to be the chief of staff. I mean, you know, this is getting to be a problem. I'm against Arnold. He's from Austria. I don't want foreigners over here being our governors. I'm not just picking on Israel. I mean, it's normal to not want this. Go back to it.
Strategic investments that will serve as a down payment on our long-term economic future. We must demand vigorous oversight and strict accountability for achieving results. And we must restore fiscal responsibility and make the tough choices so that as the economy recovers, the deficit starts to come down. That is how we will achieve the number one goal of my plan, which is to create 3 million new jobs, more than 80% of them in the private sector.
600,000 government.
To put people back to work today and reduce our dependence on foreign oil tomorrow.
Pause again. Exactly what the CFR and others have said, government money now, these will really be government jobs, all 3 million, not just the 600,000 that will be pure government, because it will be private select inside corporations that made campaign contributions that will get that money, and now you'll be government beholden. So now the government's fully taking over what's left of the free market. They promised that NAFTA and GATT would save us. They promised that globalism and the service economy would be great. All that did was let the bankers get total control of our economy, where we're totally dependent on them. Back to the liar.
Double renewable energy production and renovate public buildings to make them more energy efficient. To build a 21st century economy, we must engage contractors across the nation to create jobs, rebuilding our crumbling roads, bridges, and schools.
All right, hit pause there. Bush signed an executive order a year ago when the state started passing laws against taking our paid-for roads and making them toll roads. Bush signed an executive order saying if you take highway funds, you've got to give your existing roads to foreign offshore Spanish and Dutch and other companies to then put toll roads. And then big studies have been done. You'll have a road that will make $50, $60, $70 million for a state over 20 years. They'll get it for $500 million. It's a fire sale. But it's not privatization. It's globalist companies coming in and looting the nation. Back to the liar.
Save not only jobs, but money and lives. We will update and computerize our healthcare system to cut red tape.
Stop there.
Prevent medical.
Yeah, Bush, remember 6 years ago, got a law passed about protecting your privacy. My dad's a dentist, I happen to know. But it's on record. It actually federalized all your doctors and dentists, put them under federal control, where every prescription you get, whether it's for a diaphragm or prescription antibiotics, is instantly uploaded to the feds, violation of the Fourth Amendment, total surveillance. So total federalization of health care, making everybody computerize and go under their control and federal regulation, just like Know Your Customer now under the Patriot Act when you buy a car or a house or a boat. They put you through anti-terror laws, which violate your privacy. So it's the government tracking every purchase you make, everything you do. Back to the liar. See how it all sounds good? But if you know what each program does, it's a nightmare. Back to it.
Reduce health care costs by billions of dollars each year.
Oh, yeah.
To make America and our children a success in this new global economy.
Hit pause.
We will build.
Globalism is a private group of banks looting sovereign nations. They want to destroy economies so they can consolidate them. That's even in the Financial Times of London. They are engineering this. Back to it.
21st century classrooms, labs, and libraries.
All right, stop there. That's pure federalization and computer labs where your textbooks are on your computer. All the children get laptops, so everything is federally controlled, Soviet-style curriculum. Continue.
Put more money into the pockets of hardworking families. We will provide direct tax relief to 95% of American workers.
Stop right there. His tax plan's been analyzed. It actually taxes the top 20% of earners, and that will cause businesses to shut down and layoffs to happen, and you just won't have a job. But that's okay. You can be part of his little tattletale core. Then they want to start a new increase in sales taxes nationwide. They want to have a federal sales tax. They want to have an increase in gas taxes. New York State just passed 88 new taxes. Let's continue.
I look forward to meeting next week in Washington with leaders from both parties to discuss this plan. I'm optimistic that if we come together to seek solutions,
come together with total pork barrel and the complete takeover of the society. Logan and many others, your calls straight ahead when we get back. Stay with me.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Make no mistake, this nation is running with the devil. Ruthless, powerful Fortune 500 companies, the top 20 of them, owned by the private banks, are ruthless and are financially capturing the United States in a military fashion and openly saying they'll use 20,000 battle-hardened U.S. troops as well as a million-man youth corps against the American people. This is classical tyranny. This is textbook tyranny. The worst elements of Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, Fidel's Cuba. Meanwhile, we always have Pat Robertson criticizing Hugo Chavez of Venezuela for his socialist activities. I don't agree with socialism, but it's actually real socialism where they're really taking government land and internationalist land that have been robbed before and giving it to the people with deeds. Well, see, Pat Robertson doesn't like that. But when it's, quote, socialism where the big banks take over what's left of the economy and then we're plantation sharecroppers working for them, well, he's all for it. That's coming up. But right now, let's blitz through your phone calls. Let's talk to Logan in Missouri. Logan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What's up?
Going out worldwide, sir.
Yes, I know. I was going to cover what I thought the best of the year and the worst of the year was first, and then a prediction.
Go ahead and hit us.
All right. I think that the worst of the year, like, we didn't cover enough, I think, the Con, even though there's not much info about it. And I think the best that you did was the RNC and DNC coverage was amazing.
Well, for those that don't know, a Con is a constitutional convention. They're two states away from having one. They could abolish the entire Bill of Rights. And if they get one, you know they're going to try it. We got to fight those where it's happening in Ohio and one other state. They get those final two, they win. A very serious fight. Continue.
Yes, and I think that people are going to really see what Obama is like this year. I hope people actually start waking up.
Hold on, Obama supporters. We had some John McCain supporters. Hold on, they're calling in too. Hold on, you guys, stop it. Don't you know both parties are controlled by the foreign bank? Stop it. Wake up. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know how that is. Oh,
that's
I know.
The Obama supporter hotline.
Yeah, speaking about Friday, man, you really pumped me up. That was some righteous anger.
You know what happened? There's two different YouTube videos of my prisonplanet.tv where we go live the last 2 hours of the radio show. Over 100,000 views on that video that I saw just in a cursory look. And look, in one day, because the videos went up yesterday, 100,000 views on YouTube in one day of the three different videos I saw. That is power packed right there. That means it'll be a million within a week. I like it when just, you know, one little attack pattern hits the enemy hard.
Yeah, it was crazy. I also really like hearing about Vanek, that kid Vanek. He's really brave. I really, that's pretty inspiring.
Yeah, 14-year-old there in his school deprogramming the slaves.
Exactly.
And fighting back inside the re-education camp.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing that I've been trying to get St. Louis changed together, and it just kind of fell apart, and I was going to be a member of that, and that didn't go well.
Well, you know what? Start another 9/11 Truth Group or Patriot Group. Logan in Austin, Texas. You're on the air, Logan.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take on something. I was looking on a website. It's called the American Patriot Friends Network. And I've looked at this before. It deals with the connection with the IRS, the U.S., Great Britain, and the Pope.
So, you know, I'm not really familiar with that particular group, but, I mean, what's the point?
Well, it basically says, in a nutshell, the IRS is a company who milks the cows in the U.S.
Yes, you write your check
right
to the private Federal Reserve, and it only goes to interest on the debt. Ronald Reagan talked about that when he was first elected, until he suddenly got shot by the gentleman who was having dinner with the Bush family the night before. That's mainstream news. But, very, very serious.
So the U.S., it's the United States and Inc. Incorporated. It's the veterinarian who takes care of the herd, and Great Britain is the owner of the farm in fee.
Well, I mean, here's the problem, and I've studied these similar groups. But getting a weird feedback there on my line. I guess that's the network feed going off the satellite. I tell you, that board in there is having some problems. There's a lot of truth to that. I don't know about this particular group, but there's also a lot of disinfo. Like people saying, well, you can just opt out of the IRS and they'll leave you alone. You notice that Wesley Snipes tried that. It's criminal. And we didn't have an IRS till 1913. It is for the private Federal Reserve. It is a tax directly to the bankers. They have used it to take over our society. It is bad. But the problem is they use criminal enforcement to come after you if you don't play their game. But even if you do pay them, they cheat you and nickel and dime you and go after you. But big corporations, I saw a report that Goldman Sachs paid 1% tax in 2008 and 2007. You can just Google that. It was in the New York Times. So the big corporations, they don't pay taxes. It's all selectively enforced. All they do is basically take the money. Let's go ahead and take another call. I'm hurrying here through the calls. Let's talk to James in Hutto, Texas. You're on the air, James.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to a lot of your stuff. I love that you interviewed Peter Schiff, so I've been looking at Peter Schiff a lot, Gerald Celente, Jim Rogers. I've been saving the clips offline, so if they take them off, that, you know, I could show them to people. And you said something a little while ago about the Gaza Strip, and I just wanted you to expand on that, Israel took the Gaza in the Six-Day War, but in your view, what was the cause of the Six-Day War? From my understanding, you know, Israel was just defending themselves and took over that land, but is there another viewpoint that I need to hear or, you know?
Oh, there's no doubt, but the Arabs point out that Israel wasn't there until 1947. Israel wasn't there from 70 A.D.
Right, right.
Or roughly 17, no, no, excuse me, not 17, 1930 years. 1908 years. I don't know. Let's do the math here. Let me just stop on air and try to do the math. Let me see. In 70 AD, this happened. So that would be 1938 years. 1938 years. That's right, isn't it? I'm not good at math while I'm live on air.
You're the same as me on the math.
So, I mean, they weren't there for over 1900 years. And the Jews that were there lived in peace with the Arabs. And then the Bank of England financed a terrorism against the British government. They kicked the British government out and basically just took over a few cities. And then from there, they started terror attacks all around to drive the Arabs out, and it worked successfully. So the Arabs got mad about that. in 67. Now, again, I'm not an Israeli. I'm not a Palestinian.
Right.
So I'm not. I'm just intellectually stating the facts here. What does that sound like to you? I mean, does that sound fair and nice to you?
I love hearing both sides. I lean more to Israeli side and stuff, but I don't want to just lean that.
Well, the point is, you never hear the other side.
Right.
And then our media, our corporate-controlled media, is on there every day telling us that Hamas broke the ceasefire when they didn't. It's on record they didn't. It's on record that Israel shut down the border crossings for people that needed to go in for work. That was part of the deal, and started targeted assassinations and bombings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why is our media lying to us? That's insulting our intelligence. That's the issue. The issue is they're lying. I don't like being propagandized.
Right.
And listen, foreign governments are always trying to take over nations. Why did the founding fathers say you had to be natural born, 35 years old, to run for president? Because the Austrians, at the very time of the founding of this country, had just taken over Poland and two other countries by sending princelings in with money to get financed to take over the governments in those fledgling democracies there. So we have a problem with foreign governments taking us over. Now, when we get known admitted Israelis, dual citizens, being the Attorney General, Mukasey, being the head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, and now the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, the list goes on and on. That's why you got all these professors and institutions and people saying this is wrong. I'm against Arnold Alo Schwarzenegger. I made a film about it. You know, that's how serious, you know, it's a three-hour film. The last hour is about Schwarzenegger and his father, the SS officer. I'm against an Austrian, being governor. We need American-born, but there's no law against that. Well, he says he wants to be president on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago. I'm against Arnold. Okay, so it's not just some particular dislike of Israel. I don't want Russians coming over here and suddenly popping up everywhere in government, running things. And it's becoming a serious issue, and I'm tired of it. And the Israeli lobby gives money to gun control groups and all this other stuff in America. And I'm sorry, the Second Amendment comes first. Okay, I'm going to come back and go to Mark, Brandon, Kelly, and George. I'm going to give each 1 minute. But I got to play Pat Robertson. Now, he's running TV ads saying global warming's real, we got to pay a global tax. Total sellout. To sell Christians on going, well, it's of the Lord, God says. We're going to come back. He's for socialism.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators, starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The Ionic Zone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at ioniczone.com. That's ioniczone.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated Sunday edition. Weekdays, I'm on AM and FM across the country. Satellite, shortwave, internet at Infowars.com. You can always subscribe to the free podcast. Go to the listen page at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Other websites are JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, ArnoldExposed.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com. I keep going if you'd like. We are waging war against corruption. We are crashing to the lies and disinformation. Okay, let's jam in some final phone calls before I play Pat Robertson trying to Judas Goat lead his little slaves into the execution pens of the New World Order. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex, great to speak with you. Alex, you know, last week, I believe it was, that you mentioned in one show that Israel was actually responsible for the main financing that was behind the formation of Hamas. And if I'm wrong on that fact, please tell me now.
Yeah, no, it's United Press International, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. I mean, you can Google it. We reposted those stories. I mean, I'm just reporting what the Israeli press is saying. They created it to attack and go after the PLO.
Right. And they have perpetuated it, though. Actually, I don't think Hamas could have gotten into legislative power as they have. I don't know what the status
of that could be. We don't know. I mean, Israel's admitted they created Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't understand, that's called the Great Game. It's divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on now.
But on the assumption that they are actually perpetrating, because that's what it looks like. It doesn't look logical to interpret it any other way, because it doesn't make sense on the face of it that, you know, they wouldn't.
Well, no, you see, it does make sense. I'm not saying what's happened. We don't know. It'll always come out later. You know, we don't claim to be all-knowing. We just study history and then find out once it's admitted. So much of this stuff is admitted. It's just not, you know, widely publicized.
Right.
What we know is that the 1.5 million people there have elected Hamas. The food and water has been shut off. The ceasefire was not followed by Israel on record. The only place in the world where they lie to the public is the U.S. Everywhere else it's admitted. And so what do? They want to bring it to a crisis, I guess, to try to force Israel's hand. But that's not going to happen either. But it could be staged. I don't know.
Well, if the actual pivot point of the Middle East exploding, it seems to be the conventional wisdom in recent years that it would always be set off by an incident around Israel. Israel would be concerned somehow.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, all of a sudden, they want to reapprove NAFTA and GATT. All of a sudden, India and Pakistan are massing troops, talking about going to thermonuclear war. All of a sudden, the United States stages attacks against Russian-held areas of South Ossetia and Georgia. All of a sudden, and Obama says, get ready for something unpopular the day I'm elected or the day I'm sworn in. So, I mean, regardless, Israel, take their president right now. He had a 32% approval rating. Now it's almost 60%. So, see, this is popular for him with upcoming elections. So there's no doubting that. George in Texas, you're on the air.
Happy New Year, Alex. First Sunday broadcast of the year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I remember Pat Robertson. I think you posted on your website that Pat Robertson predicted chaos in the cities around fall time. It never happened.
Yeah, he said nukes were going to go off. I mean, look, about 80% of what he says is wrong. I went back to his predictions last year. He goes, oh, but I told you the economy would be in trouble. I was right about that. But now he's saying, if you listen to him, he says, Americans will accept socialism because it will help them, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And he's selling it as if it's good because he's an establishment person, and the entire establishment is behind domesticating the people. This is not socialism. The majority of our tax money will be given to private corporations as a payoff to go along with the offshore banks stealing $8.5 trillion so far.
Oh, Alex, also, too, it seemed like when I listened to his predictions, and it sounds more like talking points.
No, that's it. He's telling the public what the establishment wants you to hear. Brandon in South Carolina, he's there to neutralize and control Christian conservatives because they're great folks by and large and would be quintessential enemies of the New World Order and socialism and gun control and abortion. That's why he comes out and says China's doing good with abortion. Remember that 6 years ago? I mean, this, and people go, well, it's of the Lord. Abortion's now of the Lord. No, it's not. Even if you're not a Christian, it's evil. But now, see, I'm an evil commie because I'm against abortion. Conservatism is abortion. See how they're flip-flopping? They're really showing their colors right now here in the endgame. Brandon in South Carolina. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention that a lot of your callers call in all the time and they ask, you know, what can we do, get on the internet and talk to people and spread the information and wake people up. Well, I'm just here to say that we're awake, and it is time to do something.
Well, everybody's not awake. We've probably woken up 20% of the public. The rest know something's wrong. Now's the time to wake them up. There's a great video somebody edited. It's a masterpiece up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com titled How to Stop the New World Order. Go watch that video.
Maybe only 20% is awake, but
you know what? Maybe 5% was awake 10 years ago, and people told me, "Alex, it's time. Let's get physical." We woken up as many as we can. No, we're finally waking everybody up because the enemy's finally admitting their new world order. It's finally out in the open.
Right. I totally agree with everything you're saying, and I'm not advocating violence. I say, you know, back in the early times. In the first presidential, during the first presidency, you could walk into the White House if you had a problem with the government. And
that's right. They're sequestering themselves in an armored fortress because they're owned by offshore banks.
Yeah. So what we need to do is we need to get together with every organization that has a problem with government and go and sit on the White House lawn and demand to speak to somebody.
Well, I agree. That's part of the solution, but there's many others. Take over your local governments peacefully through the political process. This is all unpopular, what the globalists are doing. All we've got to do is stand up and say no to their system, and we're going to win. I'll jam in Osama in Virginia, Kelly in Michigan, and Patience in California if I have time. But I've got to go ahead and get to this clip of Pat Robertson playing the part of the Judas goat. The Judas goat is a trained goat who leads the other goats in to be slaughtered because they trust him. He leads them into the slaughter pen. And Pat Robertson, I've got him on tape saying, thumb scanning to buy and sell is of the Lord. Those videos are up on my site. That all of this police state's good, that we need to assassinate foreign leaders. He does these global warming ads saying it's real. He's a total sellout. This guy is totally under the globalist control to neutralize Christian conservatives. Then he said 6 years ago that China had good family planning, good, and that forced abortions is bad, but they're doing what they have to do. So that was an endorsement of that. And I had Christians call me and say, yeah, he did say it, but don't you dare bash him. I mean, this is sick, folks. This guy has gone 180 degrees from what he was 20 years ago when he wrote the New World Order. So let's go ahead and play this clip. Now listen to him. See, he says, well, they're going to want socialism because it's going to ease their pain. And there's no way you can stop it. And this big group of people are like, okay, we can't fight it. God told Pat, you can't stop socialism. You can't. You know what? We're going to fight Obama's gun ban. He did vote for gun ban. He does support total gun ban in D.C. and Chicago. He has said on record, under law, they can ban your guns. It's a total fraud. He is coming for your guns. Bush didn't triple the size of the BATF for nothing. These guys all work together. They're front men. Go ahead and go to the clip.
So here are some of the things that I feel are going to be happening in 2009. The Lord said the economy of your nation will recover. The steps taken will lead to a dramatic increase
Stop
in the
there.
Power
Stop
of
there. The... Back it up a few seconds. See, the steps taken will increase the power of the government, but he goes on to say it will fix the economy. He says the economy will get better, though. So the message is it's good. And then he says there's no way you can stop this. Here it is. This is so sick.
Of your nation will recover. The steps taken will lead to a dramatic increase in the power of government. The people will welcome socialism in order to relieve their pain. Nothing will stand in the way of a plan by Obama to restructure the economy in the same fashion as the New Deal in the 30s. America will never again have the power in the world that it has enjoyed since World War II. With no strong leadership, dangerous dictators will arise in various parts
of the
world.
All right, let's stop there. Let's stop there. The globalists have said in hundreds of publications, Financial Times 3 weeks ago, and now for World Government, and the editor of Foreign Affairs comes out and says, we set up world government, we're bringing down the United States, we're going to bankrupt you, we're going to set up a world government base basically in the European Union, all the evils of the world government will be blamed on the U.S., they will pose as the savior. See, that's Obama's job. And so here he is saying, America's ending, there's nothing you can do to stop it, and then he goes on later in the clip. You can watch it again up on Infowars.com. WorldNet Daily also reported on it. Just type Pat Robertson socialism into YouTube. You can watch the full clip. He goes on and on. And he says God directly beamed this into his head. Okay, that you cannot stop socialism. You cannot stop the restructuring. But this isn't the New Deal with people building dams and bridges and electrical co-ops and farms, which was bad enough. Watch the Grapes of Wrath. That's accurate. 7 million people starved to death. Government engineered the Depression with the private Federal Reserve to consolidate wealth. That's been declassified. They admit in this disgusting piece. Oh, it's just so sick. It is so absolutely sick to see all of this happening and all of this going on. They are orchestrating the crisis. They are domesticating you. They are enslaving you. You have to say no to it. Government's not your friend. It's been hijacked by foreign banks. God bless you all. See you at InfoWars.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4444. 48. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.